This is a recording for the Rodrigo Wright Castro teleconference with Maxcom Telecommunications, Monday, March 3rd, 2014, scheduled for 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Good morning and welcome to today's Maxcom Telecommunications fourth quarter 2013 earnings conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. We remind you that today's conference is being recorded. If you have any questions or if you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. After this presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Before we begin, let me say that information expressed or implied during the conference may include forward-looking statements that involve risks or uncertainties that are detailed from time to time in the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission files of the company. Words such as estimate, project, plan, believe, expect, anticipate, intend, and other similar expressions may identify such forward-looking statements. The company wants to caution listeners that any forward-looking statements in this call or made by the company's management involve risks or uncertainties that may change based on various important factors not under the control of the company. These forward-looking statements represent the company's judgment at this time for the call. The company disclaims, however, any intent or obligation to update this forward-looking statement. It is now my pleasure to turn the conference call over to Mr. Enrique Ibarra, Chief Executive Officer. You may begin.
Thank you, Operator. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our quarterly conference call to discuss Maxcom's operating and financial results for the quarter that ended on December 31st, 2013. I joined the company as CEO last December, and I'm very excited about the growth possibilities and overall potential that Maxcom has in the Mexican telecommunications market. Today here with me on the call are Armando Rivero, Chief Financial Officer, Miguel Cabrero, Director of Finance, Gabriel Cejudo, Sales and Marketing Vice President, and Rodrigo Wright, our Head of Investor Relations. This call is being recorded and a playback will be available later today. Our earnings release, which has already been distributed, is now posted in our website and available for download. Today's discussion will include forward-looking statements, including predictions, expectations, estimates, and other information that might be considered forward-looking. Throughout today's discussion, we will present some important factors relating to our business, which may potentially affect this forward-looking statement. These forward-looking statements are also subject to risks and uncertainties that may cause actual results to differ from statements made today. Please refer to a recently issued press release which explains the use of forward-looking statements and applies to everything we will discuss in today's call and in the earnings release. The following are the two most important events that occurred in Maxcom during the last quarter. First, Maxcom obtained a total capital contribution of around 2.2 billion pesos. Second, the debt was successfully restructured and decreased by the repurchase of bonds and the capitalization of the debt. The face value of our bond at the end of 2013 is $175.7 million. The fact that we now have a healthy and sound financial position in Maxcom allows focusing entirely on the reassessment of our business model and the improvement and growth of our business. Let me share with you the main initiatives that we are executing now in Maxcom. We are currently working with Oliver Wyman, a management consulting firm with deep industry knowledge, to reevaluate our current business model and to maximize our growth potential, operational efficiencies, and profitability. Oliver Wyman has contributed to Maxcom international best practices, as well as successful experiences and strategies of other carriers in different countries of the world. We are considering these examples in the redefinition of our current business model. The outcome of the engagement of Oliver Wyman will help us to maximize the profitability of our current assets, redefine our product offering to achieve a much higher market penetration, redefine our organizational structure to adequately support our new strategy, and to reduce the churn rate based on the analytical study of our customer base. We acquired the entire SAP telecommunications solution suite to replace the entire current stack of business support systems. We are working with SAP to plan and execute the rollout of their software solutions. In addition to their software, SAP is contributing what they call their rapid deployment solution to contribute us best practices and to reduce the complexity and risk of implementation of their solutions. This is a key effort in MAXCOM, since it will provide us with a very solid operational foundation to fuel and sustain future growth, and will enable new capabilities that are not present today in the company's operational platform. A flexible, powerful, and robust rating and invoicing engine will allow us to create new innovative products quickly and to maximize revenue assurance. The capabilities of SAP CRM and Salesforce Management Solutions will allow us to improve our customers' experience and the efficiency of our sales teams. All of MAXCOM's key business processes will be reassessed with the implementation of the SAP suite in order to maximize operational efficiencies and to ensure straight-through processes all across the company. The SAP platform will also improve our business analytical capabilities with better tools to track our key performance indicators and to improve business insights. We have also taken the decision of in order to have a much tighter control of all of our network assets and their configuration, as well as to improve our service activation, provisioning, and customer services capabilities. The rollout of the new OSS solution will start in March. We are actively working in the assessment of our current network infrastructure to plan its evolution and expansion. This plan is geared towards achieving the following four objectives. First, reducing the operational risks and high maintenance costs of obsolescent network equipment. Second, evolving our network to an IP services-based infrastructure. Third, having a robust and resilient platform that will enable the timely creation of new and innovative products. Four, the definition of new models and technology approaches that will allow the expansion of our network coverage with lower capital investments. We are working with leading vendors and other potential technology partners to define the above network evolution plan. We also have been working in several initiatives for reducing the churn rate of our customers. Among them, we have been reviewing the policies for customers' eligibility, and new policies have been enforced to try to filter out customers who are likely to churn, as well as the execution of new post-sales activities that will stimulate customer loyalty. Although it's still early, we have initial indications that these new measures have contributed in the reduction of the churn rate. Our human resources department is currently working in a project called Conecta, which consists on the implementation of a new organizational culture aimed at reconnecting our employees with our company and our commercial brand. This program intends to increase the sense of belonging of our employees and to make sure that all personnel understand that we are transforming MAXCOM to become a world-class company. This program should increase the productivity, personal motivation, and employees' loyalty in order to ensure the success of the execution of our business strategy. All of the above initiatives require new and high-quality talent in our management team to be successfully implemented. We have recently incorporated three key management positions. Alejandro Lombardo joined MAXCOM as Chief Strategy Officer, Miguel Ceballos as Chief Technology Officer, and Rubén Kors as Chief Transformation Officer. Alejandro Lombardo graduated from the Sloan School of Management of the MIT and has extensive experience in the technology and telecommunication services industry. holding leading positions in Cisco System and Sixville. Rubén Kors graduated from the Kellogg School of Management and has a wide spectrum of professional experience both in management consulting in Booz Allen, as well as having leading positions in the financial and housing industries. Miguel Ceballos contributes a long professional experience in operating companies with highly mission-critical telecommunications and IT infrastructure. He has successful trajectories and a solid experience in both the financial and telecommunications industry, holding key operational positions at the Mexican Stock Exchange, Telefónica, ICSE Banco, and Banco Santander. Finally, and before turning the call to our Director of Finance, I will mention some key operational data of the quarter that ended on December 31st, 2013. The customer base decreased by 8% to reach approximately 257,000 customers. This decrease was mainly due to the disconnection of approximately 34,000 RGUs with low ARPU. These disconnections correspond mainly to prepaid products with very low ARPU and were removed to increase the availability of resources for future sales and to achieve a healthier ARPU in the future. The residential business unit stayed basically flat in the number of total RGUs in comparison with the fourth quarter of 2012. However, it is important to mention that the broadband data RGUs increased by 17%, and with this growth rate, data RGUs comprised 32% of the total number of RGUs. The growth of data RGUs helped offset the decrease of voice RGUs, which was of 12% against the fourth quarter of 2012. The business achieved 484,000 RGUs at the end of 2013. The ratio of RGUs per customer had a marginal increase to 1.9 with respect to the fourth quarter of 2012. In the commercial business, the number of RGUs increased by 19% against the fourth quarter of 2012, achieving almost 83,000 RGUs at the end of the fourth quarter of 2013. The ratio of RGUs per customer went from 21.5 in the fourth quarter of 2012 to 28.6 at the end of the fourth quarter of 2013. Now I will turn the call over to Miguel Cabrero, our Director of Finance, who will talk about our financial performance.
Thank you, Ricky, and good morning to everyone. I will start going over the main points of the balance sheet and P&L in order to highlight the relevant information about the quarter. About the balance sheet, the cash and cash equivalent position showed a great and positive change. We ended the quarter with 1,954 million pesos, quite above the 85 million pesos registered at the end of the past reporting quarter, and also higher than the 147 million pesos reported by the end of 2012. As we announced opportunely, during this reporting quarter, the company received approximately 2.2 billion pesos of capital infusion. This amount includes the equity contributions of the new shareholders advised by Ventura Capital Privado, and the equity contributions of the existing shareholders that took part in the public offering of new equity shares. The reported balance reflects the funds received net of the payment of the accrued interest of the senior notes and the payment of the restructuring process fees. In net accounts receivable, we had around 19 million pesos or 3% increase on a year-over-year basis, passing from 615 million pesos in the fourth quarter 2012 to 633 million pesos in this reporting quarter. Even though revenues increased 13% year-over-year, account receivables growth was 3%, a clear indication of a lean management of the working capital and quality of the revenues. In value added tax account, the variation was 50 million year over year, This additional amount derives from the increase in the interconnection costs directly associated to the wholesale business. In fixed assets, we are showing a total decrease of 937 million pesos when compared to 2012. This number is comprised first by the booking of a non-cash charge of 627 million pesos of impairment. This accounting consideration in the book value of the assets is required to be tested every year. This time, the company took a more conservative approach when evaluating the potential value generation capacity of certain assets, for example, the public telephone infrastructure, and found that an impairment adjustment was needed. Secondly, the company decided to adjust and reduce the value of certain fixed and intangible fixed assets, like capitalized interest and payroll, in order to reflect in a better and more conservative way the lifetime and usage value of the assets. This adjustment amounted for around 133 million pesos. It is worth to remark that the impairment as well as the fixed assets write-off adjustments are non-cash items, and even though impact the P&L are consequence of a more conservative management in our accounting and finance valuations. Moving on to the right side of the balance sheet, accounts payable decreased by 9% when compared to the end of 2012, reaching the balance of 395 million pesos at the end of the present quarter. This amount reflects actual size of our operations but includes certain provisions booked in the fourth quarter 2013. Part of these provisions are related to surveys rendered in connection with the restructuring process, another part of them with new expenses provisions that are explained in the quarterly report. In the account other long-term liabilities, a positive variation of 123 million is observed in a year-over-year basis as a result of the negotiation in the third quarter of this year of short-term payables to be paid in terms of more than 1 year. At the end of 2013, the outstanding value of the new step-up notes is $175.7 million. As part of the reorganization and recapitalization process, during the fourth quarter 2013, the company acquired $2.5 million of debt, and in a different transaction, the noteholders capitalized $2.1 million of debt. The amount of $175.7 million of the new step-up notes due on 2020 represent above 99.5% of the total debt of the company. The new notes will accrue 6% per year until June 2016. The $24.3 million reduction of debt with respect to the old senior notes and the 6% annual interest rate, 500 basis points below the 11% of the old senior notes, represent a decrease of interest expense of more than $11 million per year when compared to the old senior notes debt service. Capital stock account increased 2.2 billion pesos from 2012 to 2013 as a result of the equity contributions of the fourth quarter of this year that we already mentioned at the beginning of this call. In summary, we see a very solid balance sheet with a very good cash position to face new investments and a remarkable debt service profile, while working capital is healthy as well. Regarding the P&L, revenues for the quarter were 622 million pesos, higher than the 571 million pesos registered in the fourth quarter 2012. The most important contribution to that growth came from the wholesale segment with an increase of 109 million pesos. Commercial, residential, and public telephony revenues decreased when compared with the fourth quarter of last year. On a year-over-year basis, revenues increased by 281 million pesos, sustained by an important growth in the wholesale business.
On a yearly basis, commercial revenues grew slightly 2%, while residential and public telephone revenues decreased. In the residential business unit, revenues decreased 6% on a yearly basis. As we mentioned in the previous quarter, the decrease of revenues mainly derived of the termination of an agreement in connection to the MVNO that gave the company a fee for the distribution of mobile phones. It's important to remark that our partnership with Telefónica Móviles is operating as usual. On a sequential basis, residential revenues increased 2% quarter over quarter. The residential RGUs in service remain steady on a yearly basis. In the fourth quarter 2013, the company decided to disconnect, as a business decision, approximately 34,000 RGUs, mainly prepaid voice products with very low ARPU. We did this in order to optimize the availability of our copper network to improve the sales to customers with better bundles and prices. Despite this reduction of RGUs and customers in the voice side, broadband, pay TV, and mobile showed net growth on a yearly basis. Broadband RGUs grew 17% year over year, confirming the preference of the market for this product. ARPU-wise, we achieved 156 pesos, 9% lower yearly and 5% higher on a sequential basis. Commercial revenues increased 2% on a yearly basis, but decreased 6% on a quarterly basis. During the quarter, we experienced a decrease in the traffic of our clients, but now we are witnessing a recovery trend. Additionally, some special agreements and discounts also negatively impacted revenues in the quarter. Regarding our use, we experienced a 19% growth year over year that should be instrumental to support the future growth of revenues. The commercial business is one of the pillars of the company, so we are confident that we will improve the performance and grow at higher rates. Public telephony showed a decrease of 16% year over year, a decrease ratio in line with the behavior of this business in the recent periods. The company is evaluating this business unit in deep in order to decide the role of it in the future. About wholesale, fourth quarter 2013 revenues reached 213 million pesos in comparison to 103 million of the same period last year. On a yearly basis, revenues passed from 374 million to 729 million, a significant growth of 95%, stemmed by market conditions that allow us to regain minutes and revenues. Nevertheless, we are very aware that this is a volatile business, and we could not anticipate that this trend will continue. Summing up, in spite of the one-time event of disconnections of voice products during the quarter, RGUs grew 1.2% year over year. Excluding this event, churn rates are very stable, close to 2% on the residential side and below 1% in the commercial group. Revenue-wise, commercial revenues slightly grew on a yearly basis, while residential revenues decreased and continued taking advantage of the opportunities in the wholesale market. Regarding cost, network operation cost increased 313 million pesos, or 48% on a year-over-year basis, stemming from the higher traffic in the wholesale business that raised the calling party pays and long-distance termination cost. During this reporting quarter, interconnection costs used to terminate wholesale traffic increased above usual levels and had a negative impact in the total cost of the company. We expect better conditions in the near future. Regarding technical expenses, they were 2% below, and installation expenses decreased 6 million on a yearly basis. In the reporting quarter, technical expenses grew year over year and sequentially as a result of the incurrence of expenses delayed by the situation of the company. But the level of 49 million per quarter is unusual, and we expect to be in the range of 40 million per quarter. The gross profit margin of the quarter was 48%, equivalent to 300 million pesos, below 360 million pesos of fourth quarter 2012. The reduction in the margin from 63 to 48% is explained by the substantial increase in the wholesale business, a low margin operation from one period to the other, the additional interconnection cost aforementioned, and the increase in technical expenses. Gross margin on a yearly basis was 22 million pesos or 2% lower than 2013. SG&E expenses grew on a yearly basis 49 million and on a quarterly basis 47 million pesos. As we explained in our quarterly report, the company decided to be more conservative to face potential risks. In that sense, we have booked several provisions for general expenses during the quarter that amount at least 44 million pesos as one-time event. This explains almost in full the expenses variation. EBITDA was 618 million on a yearly basis, 10% lower than the 2012 figure. During the quarter, EBITDA was 71 million, below the 177 million achieved in the same quarter of 2012. Excluding one-time events like the provisions booked, additional interconnection costs and technical expenses incurred in the quarter, normalized EBITDA would be near 150 million pesos. The fourth quarter 13 EBITDA figure is unusual in a regular course of business, but it needs to be observed considering the special circumstances of the company emerging from a very long restructuring process and simultaneously leaving a change of management with a new approach to the financial and accounting practice. Depreciation charges reached 118 million pesos at the end of the quarter, below 137 million pesos recorded in the same period of the fourth quarter 2012. This reduction is directly related with the booking of impairment charges and asset value adjustments implemented during the quarter. Below EBITDA, in this reporting quarter, we have some special transactions registered in the P&L. First, 231 million pesos of other expenses, mainly comprised by fixed assets value adjustments and fixed assets write-offs. This is the result of the re-evaluation and the more conservative estimations of the lifetime and usage value of certain fixed assets that we already mentioned. Restructuring charge of 146 million pesos for the quarter and 212 million pesos for the year correspond to the well-known reorganization and restructuring process of the company during 2013. And finally, 627 million pesos is the charge of impairment adjustment included and already explained. Interest expenses showed a positive number in the quarter. We canceled part of the provision of interest expense accurate with the old senior notes due to the exchange of debt in the fourth quarter 2013 that reduced the accurate interest during the year. Total interest of the year 2013 amounted 197 million pesos, 117 million less when compared to 2012. Interest income for the quarter was 23 million and for the entire year was 29 million. These figures are quite below the numbers of 2012 when the company recognized the profit generated by the acquisition at discount price of $22.9 million of its own notes. Finally, the exchange loss of 62 million pesos during 2013 is due to the peso devaluation along the year. Thanks for your time, and please do not hesitate to address any inquiry to Rodrigo or to myself. With that, I will hand the call over to the operator for the Q&A session. Operator, please.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we would like to open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phones now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. Once again, as a quick reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone now. Our first question will come from Alvaro Gonzalez, GMP Securities.
This is actually Wes Lord at GMP. Wondering if you guys could give guidance for 2014 in terms of EBITDA, CapEx, free cash flow, and that would be great.
Aldo, good morning. This is Miguel. I will remember you the guidance for 2014. In terms of revenues, the number is 2,620 million pesos. The EBITDA, the guidance is 740 million pesos. We are targeting for a net profit of 180 million pesos. In terms of CapEx, the guidance is 75 million pesos, $75 million. And the cash position, we expect to finish the year with 1,550 million pesos by the end of 2014.
Great, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you. Once again, a quick reminder to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone now. Our next question will come from Andres Artefriend from Bit Bormis.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I was regarding if you give us more color about the revaluation of assets, regarding you mentioned that this may happen once a year. Could you repeat that, please?
Yeah. Once a year, according to Mexican accounting GAAP and according to IFRS, all the companies need to run a test to reevaluate the book value of your long-lived assets, fixed assets. You need to evaluate the capacity of value generation of the assets. And this evaluation is based, as I already said, based on estimations of the future of the value generation. You create a cash flow projection of these assets. For example, the public telephony assets, every year we project the potential generation of this business, and according to this cash generation, you confirm that the value of those assets in your books is correct. Okay, this year the company started this test with a more conservative approach. We decided to be very, very more conservative. So as a result of these estimations, the net present value of those projected cash flows were insufficient to support the book value of the assets. So the company needed to include in the books an adjustment of the value. It's just an accounted adjustment. It's a non-cash item. And that's the nature of the impairment charge of this year.
So you're not expecting a reserve of like 6,000 million for 2014.
What we are saying is that we projected cash flow generation of several assets for the next 10 years, and you compare the book value of your assets with the net present value of those projections. And those projections this year were more conservative, so there was a difference between the book value and the net present value of those cash flows projected for those assets. So if you find a difference, you need to include an adjustment in your books, and that's all. In the future, it is possible if we find better conditions, or we can turn around some business, for example, again, public telephony, we could reverse that effect. But in this year, we decided to take a very conservative approach, and we included that adjustment in our books.
Yeah, what I was trying to understand is that this more conservative reserve that you're making in this last quarter of 2013 will be repeated in 2014 as a maintenance of this conservative structure or accounting process?
Yeah, the impairment test is required to be done every year, but because we already filed an adjustment this year, we do not expect another adjustment in the following years. That's how it works.
Okay.
We do not.
Okay, thank you.
Okay?
Yeah, it's okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. At this time, speakers, we have no further questions in the queue. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, this conference has now concluded. You may disconnect your phone lines and have a great rest of the week.